OLDS, the Central Alberta Pregnancy Centers, CAPCC, dream is to use at least some of the money raised during its fundraising banquet toward creating a maternity home or low-income housing space. CAPCC Executive Director Lisa Smith made that statement during the banquet, held March 23 in the Alumni Center at the Olds College of Agriculture and Technology. Employees and volunteers at the Olds facility moved into their current space on 49th Avenue in January 2022. The building, originally a home built in the 1920s, contains a basement that needs some work. Smith told the audience that ever since they moved in there, staff have been dreaming about the potential of a maternity home or low-income housing program in that space. She said the center is working with the town of Olds to help us learn more about the housing and program needs in the Olds community. Rita Fallman, director of the Olds Satellite Facility, noted that there has been a CAPCC satellite facility in Olds since 2014, so next year, staff and volunteers are looking forward to celebrating 10 years in the community. Fallman praised the work done by staff and volunteers. "We couldn't operate without all the individuals that work in the pregnancy care center. The tasks they do are too numerous for us to list," she said. "They invest, day to day, in the lives they encounter. I'm forever grateful for the impact that they have on me, as well as the clients that come our way." Our stats for the volunteer hours in Olds alone were 1,624 hours. Isn't that amazing? The theme for the banquet was Moments in Time, and several speakers alluded to that theme, including Mayor Judy Dahl, who represented the town along with Deputy Mayor Dan Daly. Dahl described the banquet as providing exciting moments in time to connect with the community, learn about the local pregnancy care center in Olds, and support those in need of our unconditional love and assistance. Male advocate Andrew Block told the crowd why he decided to get involved in the organization. He noted he is the father of two young boys and he is humbled by the responsibility to be a good example for them. He decided to contact the center and see if he could help out. "It became obvious that so many of us don't know what we were created to be," Block said. "I believe that with the right tools, we can help to begin to bring an end to the generational dysfunction passed down and really launch the next generation of young people. Today's culture is so full of distractions. We want men to see just how life-giving and joy-filled it is to choose to bind ourselves to commitment to family." Smith urged members of the crowd not only to donate to the organization, but to get involved. She said Jesus gave the example of how people should deal with each other. Jesus offered grace when the religious orders sought to judge. He reached out with kindness, compassion, and unconditional love. The way he conducted himself with the hurting and hopeless is our model to come alongside those in need, she added. "It is you, our community, who provide what is necessary to meet each person where they are at. Thank you for being here. Thank you for stepping forward as a community of people who are committed and willing to invest in someone facing a life-changing moment in time." Olds Auction Mart owner, operator, auctioneer Tyler Rosehill served as the live auctioneer for the evening. He and several members of the crowd were impressed when one auction item, a set of various cuts of beef, was auctioned, then re-auctioned a couple of times.